It's not because you brought us breakfast.
No. Yeah,
it's not because
weird.
You just wanted to hang out on your way to the airport.
No.
No, it's like you must be selling something.
No, I just want to talk about RG3, Santana Moss, Rockford. Right,
right. Let's do that.
You guys want to talk about Riddick Bowe? Anybody talk about him in a while? Dude. Yeah, about Riddick Bowe?
Well, we can bring all that up, man.
Rock Newman?
Yeah. Where is Rock at? Yeah, I saw him doing a TV show.
Getting money somewhere.
Yeah, man, Rock. You know that. Hey, so listen, Gary, you're doing a comedy special too, right?
I am. Saturday in Atlanta. I'm doing my...
Whoa.
Why would you...
Why don't you go to a station in Atlanta?
In Atlanta, what the hell are you here for? Why?
I will. I'm going to go to a station in Atlanta. Yeah, leaving a day.
Well, what do you want with us?
Yeah, what do you want?
Well, you guys are on the air in stations around Atlanta.
Right.
And your listeners per capita make money, so they can get on the
plane.
No,
there's about seven people that will probably show up.
Well, that's seven that I didn't have.
That's a valid point. You know what?
I like your attitude.
Well, listen, why don't you hang out with us, man? Because here's the deal, man. This guy is doing big things, man. He's acting in big-time movies and the whole nine. You know, I asked him to be in one of my movies, man. He's like, what's your name?
I got a story about Russ.
I want to hear it.
I texted him, congratulations. Guilt trip comes up.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
I like it.
Yeah. He said, well, I ain't worried about you. I'm working.
All right.
All right, y'all, here we go.
Come on.
Gary Owen hanging out with y'all. My boy, Gary Owen, and of course, Gary, one of the funniest guys out there, and I know you're doing a stand-up special, right?
Doing it Saturday at the Atlanta Civic Center.
Okay, and who's going to air it? Do you know, or do you have a deal?
Well, here's the thing. Last one I did with Code Black, and we did it, and then, which I think what a lot of people are doing now, they're not a lot, but a few comics. We like to do them ourselves, then we sell them. Like, the last one we sold to Showtime, then it got on Netflix. So this one is a big undertaking because I'm doing it myself.
Right.
So and then,
because I know you're still looking for Jeff Klanick. Just kidding.
Nah, that's my guy, man. Yeah, that's my guy.
Love Jeff Klanick. Nah. He owns Code Black, in case you know, and it's one of the best little companies out there. You know, behind a lot of those Kevin Hart's, stage plays. I mean, not stage plays, but it's,
why? Wait a minute. Why was that a slay?
No, it's why? No.
Kevin's a good guy.
Yeah, he is. He really is. But no, so you're gonna do this yourself.
Yeah, I'm doing it myself, man.
Sometimes you got to do that, man.
Yeah, you know
make
about
all the
that.
Money. Make all the money yourself.
Yeah, you know, Russ knows all about that.
Yeah.
He does?
Netflix.
I'm
really?
Losing money.
He called me. Okay, let me tell you what happened.
What happened?
I was flying to Atlanta to do a Christmas special with Kim Fields, a.k.a. Tootie from Facts
of
Life.
Yes, of course. Right. Mm-hmm.
So I'm on my plane, and Amari Hardwick's on there. And I go, what's up, man? What are you doing in Atlanta? He goes, oh, man, I'm doing this little independent flick Russ Parr's doing. I said, oh, okay. So I text Russ to say, congrats. I'm on the flight with Amari on your flick. He goes, because he's been telling me about this movie for about 5 years, even though I've only known two. wants me in. He's like, yo, man, sorry, I had this Christmas movie first, but I didn't forget about you. He literally texted like a dude that owed you money.
Right. Like, hey, man, don't forget about you.
You're going to be back, man. I got work. I'm working, dude. You're necessary.
I'm just saying congrats. I'm employed. I don't know if you realize that. I really wasn't like, there was some undertone to that text.
Like, you never know, some people be sending like,
oh, really?
Oh, really? You're doing a movie
with Amari?
Nah.
Why, because he's black?
You know, me and Amari do the same kind of roles. I said, okay, Gary Owen, Omari. I can see,
dude, I almost had Dream Girl.
Yes. Yes.
I'll tell you what. Between Django and Ray, Jamie Foxx is taking all my parts.
Yeah. Damn.
Not about talent, man. It's who you know.
That's true.
Not
That's
about true. Talent anymore, baby. Yeah. Now Jamie's going to play Martin Luther King Jr. Oh, my God. That was so
that
mean.
That could have been you.
It was so mean.
I can see it. I can see that.
I don't get it.
You had a dream, didn't you?
I don't get it, Russ.
It's unfair.
It's not cool.
You know, that's what I was said to Malcolm D. Lee the other day. He's the director of the Best Man Holiday. I said, man, it's about time that we start getting more diversity and hiring more white actors. I said, you know, and thank God Gary Owen is the only white actor we really love.
He's actually the only one we know.
Yeah, I know, for real.
There's two. There's you and...
And the guy who was in Best Man.
Yes.
Wasn't he in the Morris Chestnut one?
Right.
Yes.
Not Easily Broken?
Yes.
Right. Same, too.
Yeah.
He plays the sexy one. I play the goofy one. That's it.
Wow.
No in between.
Hey, but listen, you guys are really coming up. A lot of the white folks that are in the business are really coming. Like, you got the Rob Ford. I know I could see you you playing his life story.
Yeah. Oh.
I
can see
Rob
that.
Rob Hope, the Toronto mayor, who was
right. Really? Yeah. I know who he is. I like the rally. You guys see it?
Yeah, you could do that.
I think I could, man.
Right.
I think I'm gonna do a George Zimmerman. I'm gonna gain some weight.
Right.
Yep.
And then make it happen.
And get a girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's what I don't understand. This guy keeps getting girlfriends.
Yeah.
And this other one is pregnant.
Well, that's what they're saying. You think she really is?
I saw
you
her
saw
belly.
It? She looked really.
Yeah, but I'm wondering, is that his baby?
Oh God!
I mean, how do you? I don't get it.
Because I think women are like they might like the notoriety. Like he's not famous; he's notorious.
Right.
Dangerous. And so women like that. You know? Yeah, he's dangerous. He's a bad boy. Like, and he's probably telling her stuff that he doesn't tell everybody else. Like, I got away with murder, maybe.
Right.
You know?
Maybe he's not hung.
Whoa.
She wants a small one.
Possibly.
I don't know, man.
Because you know they say about guys who carry big guns.
I don't see him packing. I don't see George packing at all.
I don't either. He's just banging up against nothing.
Why would you be looking, though? I think that's the question.
Whoa.
I'm not looking. I'm just
that
saying.
Was a good question that Russ posed.
I'm not looking, guys.
The question Russ posed
saying,
is.
I was in the military. I took a lot of showers with a lot of dudes.
So you looked?
Whoa.
Does that mean you can
this
look?
This is a lot of information.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know what's going on here. It's odd. You're married, right?
Get that mayor with his crazy air.
Wow.
Cast a vote for that mayor so they bring him back.
How does this guy basically at a press conference says, and by the way, matter of fact, Lisa's on the way. I think I may have the sound. Do I have that?
Does drugs?
Yeah, I got
wait till you hear this. I can't believe what the things, you know, Canada's just different. I'm just very surprised at the way, why is he still in office and there's nothing they can do and he's just like embarrassing.
Yeah, this guy, he's just like in a conference, press conference, everybody around him says.
Oh, and the last thing was Olivia Gondek. It says that I wanted to eat her pussy, Olivia Gondek. I've never said that in my life to her. I would never do that. I'm happily married. I've got more than enough to eat at home. Thank you very much.
Who does that during a press conference? Who says that to reporters? Who says the
people? I don't know, but I like him.
Yeah.
I don't know. But he might get my vote. I'm not going to lie.
Really?
You moved to Canada. Just
here's
vote
the thing. You want your politicians to be honest.
He is so honest.
Super honest. Right. Like, how's he still in office?
Right. Yeah. And exactly. He says the lady's whole name.
Yeah.
I would
just
never.
Matter of factly, like, no, I don't want it, you know.
I got plenty at home.
Yeah. See my girl? She got a fatty. Come on.
That is hilarious. Oh, no. All right, listen, you got a number of movies. You got the Ice Cube movie, which is Ride Along
comes out January 17th. And then Think Like a Man 2 comes out June 20th.
Has Kevin Hart changed?
No, he's so different. My buddy, let me tell you, man, you guys got them friends that want to bring you down.
Yeah.
I had a buddy of mine call me, and he was like, yo, Gary, the only time you're in movies is with Kevin Hart, you can't get nothing by yourself.
Wow.
I'm like, I don't care. I'm going to follow that little dude all the way to the bank.
That's what you better do.
I'm right behind you, Kev. You ain't got to worry about me.
That's what you better do.
Kev, I don't care about 16 years, but I swear, if I go longer than a couple months without seeing him, I'm still shocked at how small he is. Like, every time.
Just doesn't grow.
He looks like he was going to be a midget, and at the last minute, God went normal features. Let this one go. I don't want you. Okay, as a joke, I don't want people on Twitter. Oh, God.
Yes, what's your Twitter handle? Go ahead. What's your Twitter?
Hashtag lollipop
kid. You have to be correct nowadays.
What's your Twitter handle?
Gary Owen Comedy.
Okay.
Gary Owen Comedy.
Get him. Y'all get him.
Go
get him.
So the name of your comedy special is I Agree With Myself.
Yeah.
That's kind of like a selfie kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Right.
It is.
So do you agree with yourself?
All the time.
Really?
And all the time I agree with myself. That was like a word on God. That was a play on words on God.
Oh, yeah.
All the time God is good.
Yeah.
God is good all the time.
Yeah. So do other people agree with you mostly?
I agree with myself.
Your wife, everybody else agree with you, or it doesn't even matter?
Yes, I agree with myself.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because your wife's not, is she?
Even if I told you she did, it didn't matter. Right. I agree with myself.
Absolutely. That's all that's important.
Gary Owen is crazy, by the way, in case you guys did not know. Think Like a Man 2. You guys just finished wrapping that up, right?
Yes, and I have a wife in this one.
Really?
Wow.
The Goldbergs lady, Wendy McClendon Covey, who's in Bridesmaids, and she's got the new show, The Goldbergs.
Love her. Yeah.
White lady. It's a big stretch. It's like a Brokeback Mountain for me, man.
Wow.
I haven't done that in a while. I was like, yo, this is different.
Was your wife tripping? Was she like, hey?
No, it's the first thing my wife said. Because they give you a wife. I go, yeah. I go, she's white, baby.
She goes, enjoy yourself. Yeah, that's
okay. Wait a minute.
Oh, no.
You know, I just want to say something right here. This is one of my favorite theme songs, and when I hear this music, the first thing I think about is my sports guy over here.
Yeah.
His name is Sue.
Oh, that's between you and Gary now.
I can't quit you.
Between you and Gary.
I can't quit you.
You can.
Yeah, I know.
We can ride one horse with boots for two.
Y'all fit. Two of y'all.
No, I'll be RG3. You be Santana Mall.
Touchdown.
Go deep.
Touchdown.
Go deep.
No, y'all the long range and Tonto.
His name is
Except all my fans.
I want to go somewhere and pick flowers with you out in the field somewhere.
So I'll be Paul Pierce. You be Kevin Garnett. I can't separate from you.
You be Paul Gasol. I'll be Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba.
Screw Ray Allen. He never wanted to be a part of us anyway.
Why don't you be Dwayne Wade and I'll be LeBron James.
I'll be 50 Cent. You be Floyd Mayweather in 2007.
Please stop.
Do we need to stop? Okay. All right, listen. I know you got to roll to do some other shows. I know you're doing Roland Martin's show.
Yeah, I'm doing Roland Martin this morning.
That's really great. Yeah. Hey, look for his neck when you get there. Okay, just
say it in his face.
Roland, love you. And you know what we like to do? We like to sneak up behind him and tap him on the wrong shoulder because he can't turn his around. Look, he's got to turn his torso.
Oh, my gosh. Uh-oh. Oh, my.
He's like, it's so true. It's so true.
You better not say that. You may not make it on the show.
I'm already tweeting it, so he going to know anyway.
Okay. Oh, no. Roland Martin's good, though. He's good at going in.
Oh, I love
him. I love when he argues with someone.
Oh, yeah. Because he's smart.
Yeah,
you know, he's way too smart. Because when people try to get him, engage him into an argument, I'm going like, this ain't going to work out well for you.
Stupid guys.
Why would you do that? Yeah. You are going to get smacked down. All right, Gary, you got to let us know, man, about, I agree with myself. I know you're shooting on Saturday, but you got to let us know when you're getting ready to put that out there because
yeah.
I like people are trying to do independent things.
Yeah.
And trying to break the mold, man, because, you know, I just want to prove to everybody that you can do these things yourself.
You can, and that's the thing, man. We talked about Kevin. Kevin's my boy, but we talked about that in Vegas. I mean, we shot Think Like a Man 2 in Vegas, and we was talking about him. Kevin's like, dude, if you're gonna gamble on yourself. And right. It goes back to the old Mario Van Peebles. I heard him talk about it. He goes, you know, when he got a little money, a lot of guys want to get cars and chains. He goes, I was invested in more film.
Right.
So, you know, I was like, yeah, you're right. So, and you gotta have the money to put it up.
Right.
You know, there's one thing too. So I'm in a good position now.
All right. Well, do your thing, man. You know, I got your back, boy. And, you know, I'll be doing that movie, man, second quarter next year.
Wow.
I don't think I'm ever going to see that movie.
I mean,
just wait on it.
Yeah. Just holding out. Right. It's kind of like Lincoln. It was supposed to be, it wasn't supposed to be Daniel Day-Lewis. It was supposed to be Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
Every time they did
it,
they go, you're too old.
Yeah.
Russ can be like this. Dude, it calls for a guy in his early 40s. Gary, you're 65.
But you can play the part. All right, Gary. Hey, man, thank you so much, man. And, of course, we'll be looking forward to hearing from you and seeing you in Independent Dude and the Ride Along movie. Ice Cube and Kevin Hart, man, do your thing, man. We're
proud of you. Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
All right, y'all.
Go Redskins, go Bengals.
Yeah.
Go Cowboys.